Hi, Finn. This is Stephanie calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Doing all right, Stephanie. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for asking. By the way, I called in regards syncing the leads on your CRM, and we just wanted to let you know that syncing the leads to Jobber has been successful. And moving on, any leads that you receive will be on your lead logs or the client's page in Jobber. And then, we also would like to follow up in syncing your leads to HubSpot. So whenever you get your personal access key, we will begin working on it.
Sounds good.
All right. That was just all the reasons for my call today, Finn, unless you have any questions.
I do. I have a question for you. So I know we're trying to get to let me back up. So I was finally able to get into my accounts again. Mm-hmm. That was a good one. So now I'm able to do that. Now we're trying to get to the spot where I could get the higher-end leads, right? What are they called? The where I have to do the background check on them to do it?
The Google Verified.
Yeah, Google Verified. Now, Google Verified is different than local service?
It is, yeah.
So tell me what the difference is between the local service leads and Google Verified.
All right. Well, first thing, Google Verified leads are the ones that you have to pay for when you receive a valid lead from the Google Verified campaign. Now, Google or local services leads, technically it does not guarantee if it's a valid lead or not, but it is actually people calling you when they see your business on Google. And with Google Verified, by the way, your business has a check mark when they see it on Google, which would actually, one of the things that clients would consider as well as far as contacting businesses.
I got you. Mm-hmm. So here's my question. When I go to Google, just like if I'm just looking for the Sprinkling Geeks on Google, I can't find it. It doesn't come up. What comes up is now I am paying for leads right now. I do have a sponsored lead program that I'm paying for.
Yeah,
so
Google Ads as well.
What's that?
Oh, I was saying yes, we're running Google Ads too.
Yeah, so I need to understand because the Google Ads that I'm paying you guys for, I haven't seen any results from those, but I am paying for Google Ads sponsored, and my phone has been ringing off the hook.
Mm-hmm. All right, for a Google Verified campaign, it hasn't really started yet, although, yes, you've completed the background check, but with a Google Business Profile, recently just getting verified, that's actually the reason why. Google Verified campaign needs to be in sync with your Google Business Profile before we get to started. And that's what we're currently working on so that we can push through with running the Google Verified campaign and so that you start to receive those valid leads.
Okay, so right now, how does that affect me on Google? Is that why I can't, when they search up something, it's not coming up as like, here's a Google business, or it's not giving any of that. It's coming up under my, I'm coming up sponsored because I'm paying for that. But does that make sense?
I'm sorry. Do you mean, is it the reason why you're seeing your business when you try to look up for the services that you offer?
Yeah, I can't find it on Google when I go to look it up on Google. Like if you searched up the Sprinkler Geeks right now, can you check and tell me what you see, what comes up?
Well, I did look up for the Sprinkler Geeks, and it does show your website.
Yeah, it shows my website, but it doesn't show anything on Google.
Right. Well, I mean, since the Google Business profile was recently verified and we have to further start with re-optimizing it again, that may be the reason why we kind of lost the rankings. But rest assured, since we just got it verified again, we'll definitely continue to make sure it's fully optimized, and we're gonna, and that would actually help us get back to the rankings.
Okay, so let's talk about what I'm paying for, because I know you guys are saying that I'm supposed to be paying for Google Leave, right?
Uh-huh.
But I haven't received anything through, ever since we've been working together, I haven't received one lead, or, you know, I've had some test calls or whatever, but that's been it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for the Google Verified campaign, you'll only be charged every time you get a valid lead. So so far, right, you have not been charged of anything from the Google Verified campaign yet, since we need that to be in sync with your Google Business profile first,
right,
which I mentioned what we're currently doing now. For Google,
okay,
Ads, and which you have confirmed you've been receiving phone calls, and we've been seeing good numbers on Google Ads, which means that we're able to deliver the results from what you have paid for the Google Ads. If you're referring to your Google Business profile or the local services, which, as I have mentioned, it does not really guarantee valid leads or any leads. What we aim for Google Business profile or the local leads or the local services rather, I'm sorry, is actually visibility and ranking. And since it just got recently verified, then we're actually working on getting you back to the rankings or getting you back into the Google search results first page. Although at the moment, with your Google Business profile, there has actually been 67 views since we started the program. That includes the time, by the way, that it was that verification was needed. And then there has been 5 website visits. And we're definitely going to gain more, most especially that we are also starting to re-optimize your Google Business profile again.
So does that mean, if I type in my business name, it'll come up? Because right now it's not coming up at all, and you're saying that's because it's so far down on the ranking that it doesn't come up at all right now?
That is correct. So if you just give us a bit of time in regards to the optimization, we'll definitely make sure that you'll be back to the rankings again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that'll help with the Google near me, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Can I put somebody on the line with us real quick? He's,
sure.
He's been helping me with my leads and stuff, so let me see if I can get him on the line, okay?
Okay, not a problem.
All right. Thank you. Hold on a second. Hey, Stephanie.
Yeah?
I got my buddy on the line. His name's Theo.
Hi, Theo.
Hey, Stephanie. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Theo.
So, Theo, let me bring you up to speed.
Uh-huh.
So Stephanie was just explaining to me about the SEO and,
yeah,
and why we're not being found on there right now. So, Stephanie, can you explain that to him again on why, when we're searching up our name, we're not coming up, and what that looks like on how you guys are going to resolve that?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. So basically, when your Google Business profile is not being optimized and verified, it's going to affect your ranking on how you're showing on Google. And since we recently just completed the verification.
Sorry, hold on. Sorry, the fire alarm's going off.
Yeah.
Here, let me, I'll just mute myself, but, hold on. 1 second. Let me just put in my headphones. Go on. Sorry about that.
That's fine. All right. But yes, with the recent, I mean, because we were supposed to be showing, Finn's address online, and when we did that, it required us to do the verification again. And, with that, that has actually stopped us, or that has actually, gave us a pause in regards to optimization. As optimization is not going to be helping when Google Business Profile is not verified. That means your business is not showing on Google when it needs verification. So since we just recently got the Google Business Profile verified, we will proceed with optimization again, and we'll be making posts to the Google Business Profile, which is going to cost traffic to it, and we'll be helping with getting back to the rankings. That way we can get back as business to show in on the first page of Google search results as well.
Okay, perfect. So right now our Google Business Profile isn't even showing up, right? Is that true?
Right. Okay. I did also make my search as well, and yes, it's not showing just yet.
Okay, but also we have the sponsored ads coming up, right? With the Google ads, because we're running Google ads. Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys do the SEO, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Perfect. Hey
Theo.
Okay, that explains a lot. Yeah.
Hey Theo, I want to spit this out before I forget. Stephanie, can you explain to him how the local business ads differ from the Google Verified? What we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this three, I'm so sorry to cut you off, but yes, this three Google projects that we're doing for the Sprinklr Geeks at the moment. The very first one is a local SEO. Local SEO basically focuses on your ranking on Google, your business being visible to people that are looking out for services on Google. So that's where we will be making posts to your Google Business Profile, doing optimization, making sure that all your information is in sync with all the other listings that we're promoting your business on. So any leads that you get to receive from local services or local SEO does not really guarantee to be a valid lead. There may be some that will be from competitors or can be spam calls. Which is actually normal as well. Once you're starting to get to the rankings and then the market, people will really tend to call you to get you in business with them. And then Google Ads, which you're already quite aware of, if I'm not mistaken. So we're running ads on your Google, on your Google account. And with that ads, or what that ad does is that it shows people your business whenever they try to look up for the services that you offer, and it's going to show as sponsored. And this is where you get most of the calls at the moment.
We're doing the Google ads too.
Correct.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So, and then Google so sorry. Do you have any questions about Google ads?
No. We're still on the Google ads. We were just, my main question is here. Actually, you just go on with your third thing you're going to say, and then I just have another question. Yeah.
All right. Now, for a Google Verified campaign, this is actually where you pay for each valid lead that you get to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be running Google Verified ads on your on Google, and Google Verified campaign is the one that needs to be in sync with your Google Business Profile. So once we have it started running, you will be receiving leads, and once those leads are verified, or once those leads are reviewed and confirmed to be valid, then that's the only time that you'll be charged for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And then, so is that local, so my thing is to, so the local service ad, is that the same thing as Google Guaranteed or Google Verified? Because we're doing the local service ad, but there's no way to run local service ads for sprinklers. It's only for hardscaping or landscaping. So is that the same thing or is that different?
Well, local service ads is actually the Google Verified campaign.
Okay, so that's
you mentioned there's no way to run Google Verified ads for sprinklers?
Yeah, we were already on that.
Because before let me go ahead and check again. Because before we start the Google Verified campaign for our clients, we make sure that their job type or their business type is actually qualified for a Google Verified campaign. And we're not able to, we are not going to be able to proceed with the application process and with the verification process if their business does not qualify for a Google Verified campaign.
Okay, yeah. Because I don't know, because I just got off the phone with Google and they said that we don't qualify because, well, they said that we could run ads on Google Verified for like landscaping and hardscaping, but they don't offer sprinkler ads as a sub niche. It's only landscaping, hardscaping.
Let me check here for you.
Which is fine because I think that we could still test it out and run those local service ads. And then just run it with the landscape in the landscaping and hardscaping niches. I think that could be fine just because our name is the sprinkler
niche. Right.
So where majority people are going to own, they're like, people mainly will call the ad sprinkler systems that need sprinkler services just based off the name that our name is the sprinkler niche.
Exactly.
So, okay, that was just good to know. I didn't know that my business wasn't showing up with the Google ad. So, but once we solve that whole issue, the Google My Business page should show up with the sponsored ads, correct? Just the regular
that
Google
is
ads?
Correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. And that should improve our conversion rates are already pretty good on these Google ads that we're running.
Mm-hmm.
But that should probably improve it as well.
It will definitely improve it, yes.
Okay, perfect.
And I just want to make sure, Stephanie, that I understand that the Google Verified, the Google verification where we get the green check mark, is that the same as the local Google ads?
You mean the local service ads?
Yeah, the local service ads.
Yes,
is that the same thing? Okay.
Yes.
It's just, so Google Verified and local service ads, that's the same. It's just called.
That's the same.
See differently.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was previously called Google Guaranteed. It was changed to Google Verified.
Google Verified.
Okay. Perfect.
In process wise, I know we just did the verification, right? So we got that done. So Stephanie, what would be the next steps?
We are going to be optimizing your Google business profile.
Perfect.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm not so sure if you have visited your client dashboard, but you should be able to see there that we have scheduled posts already, so that we'll be able to class enough traffic on your Google business profile. And good thing is that you're able to gain reviews rather. On your Google business profile. I do see another one recently, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, just keep it coming. And any new photos, just send those to us. That will also help with optimization.
Okay. Perfect. So, just so I understand, Google Guaranteed is so confusing. It's so confusing.
Uh-huh.
So, Google Guaranteed, Google Verified, local service ads, that's all the same thing. And then there's Google Ads. But then regular Google ads also have their own local service ads. but it's different than the verified ads, correct?
It is, yes.
Okay, so all right, so there's two different. That's the main thing. So the two, uh-huh. Now there's two. Everyone, they keep changing their names, right? Now local service ad. There's two local service ads, and uh-huh. Okay. Perfect. So yeah, we want to get on those the real local service ads. The ones where we pay for lead, the verified. So, but we were looking at that, and again, it's for landscaping and hardscaping, and said there's no way to get on for,
sprinklers,
for sprinklers. Yeah, but I'm sure it probably still would be fine, like I said. So are you guys going to set all that whole side of the business up, that whole, local service side or Google Guarantee side?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Finn has already completed the background check. And
okay,
right now
we're just
linking his Google business profile to Google Verified so that we can start it running.
And will you be able to give us access once we get that verified thing up? Or do we already have access?
You should have access to it already. But yes, I'll definitely check with the team just in case, and we'll definitely have Finn notified of the access as well.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
I think that's everything for now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. So, good. Stephanie, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks, John.
Okay. Yeah, and Finn, let me call you back too when we get off.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Right. Thank you, Stephanie.
Bye. Thank you, Theo. Thank you so much, Finn. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, I'm all good. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You have a great rest of the day, Finn.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.